Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to one of our good friends and longtime Brain Thrust members, John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend John Harrison. He's not only an ordained minister, he's also a certified financial planner, and he helps people just like you and me, especially small business owners, to be able to manage our businesses and manage our personal finances, and that is not easy to do. One of the toughest jobs that around is for small business owners managing their business finances and having a parallel universe of their personal finances. It's really hard to do, isn't it, John?
It certainly is a challenge, but it can be done one step at a time.
Welcome back, John. His book is called Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. He's a big fan of alliteration, obviously. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Why is it so hard?
Well, there's just so many things to keep track of, and there are so many things that keep changing. Once you think you have your finger on them, they've moved again. Much like this recent legislation that just passed the day on New Year's Day, we've been hearing for months about the impending
fiscal cliff. But you know, John, the biggest problem, it seems to me, with this thing, and I'd like to talk about this for a minute, because I think it's important to dwell on it. Small businesses are like teenagers. You could never, ever have enough money for teenagers, right? They've always got their hand out. I mean, you could give them $1,000 or $100,000 or $1 million. They'd always find a way to spend it. Well, your business is like that, isn't it? It never has enough capital. You're always seeing ways that you can drive your business, grow your business, improve your business. How do you develop a parallel universe of your personal finances? Because how do you differentiate? I mean, you think of your business as your personal finance, part of your personal finance.
In many respects, it is, because it's simply an extension of you.
Yeah.
And while there may never be enough money in our own minds for all the needs or wants that our businesses or personal lives have, there certainly are minimums, minimum requirements. And if we can at least make sure the minimums are addressed and the minimums that we want to achieve our primary goals, then, you know, we can make progress. I think to continue with your teenager analogy, one of the biggest challenges with teenagers, of course, it would be much harder to raise them if the rules kept changing all the time. And so, if they had a curfew one night and didn't the next and so on and so forth, it would be much more challenging. And I think one of the good things that came out of this legislation is it provides some certainty in some areas.
The new resolution that avoided, allegedly, the fiscal cliff.
Technically, I guess we drove off the cliff New Year's Day, and they managed to get some legislation.
Made a soft landing. They made the cliff not be so far down, right?
Exactly. And there's some definitely good, bad, and ugly in it. It's a mixed bag, like almost anything that comes out of Washington.
But the biggest problem for small business owners running a business, and therefore building their financial plan, you know, in this parallel universe again, because John, what the thing I worry about for small business owners, and I'm in the same situation. We have to be careful believing that the business will save us at retirement, because by the time we get there, it may not.
Right.
And if you haven't done some parallel universe planning, and John, how can you do any of that when the government is so impactful on our lives and our business, and they don't get their stuff together enough to give us any kind of certainty, as you said?
Exactly, and that's what makes it so challenging. And so I think if there's anything good to have come out of this little piece of legislation is that it provided some certainty in some areas that we can now use for planning. I think there's some irony.
One of the things that I think, Johnny, we should land on is the fact that now the Bush tax cuts that were once kind of had to be renewed all the time, the tax... It's all permanent now, whatever, to the degree that we have them, you know, and we know what the new rates are and everything, that's kind of permanent, right?
Yes, they have been made permanent, and that's a great thing. So if whatever bracket you were in 2012, that bracket is still around and has been made permanent. The new top bracket is now 39.6% instead of 35, and that affects people with taxable incomes of $400,000 or more if they file single.
So the bad news is some of the folks' taxes went up. The good news is we don't have to wonder 2 or 3 years from now if they're going to renew the Bush tax cuts.
Exactly.
We can quit calling them that, actually, can't we?
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. John Harrison and I will be right back. His book is called Making Mammon Serve You. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.